Continue breathing gently and easily. And each time the attention wanders from the breath at the nostrils, the only thing you ever need to do is very gently bring the attention back. Remembering there is no right or wrong way to breathe. Feeling the soft touch of the inhale and the subtle touch of the exhale and the transition in between. And all the sounds of the world, internal and external, can be the background. The soft touch of this breath is the foreground. Returning attending to the soft touch of the breath as if it were the most interesting thing. And if you find yourself daydreaming, worrying, or planning, you can make a note of it. Daydream, worry, planning. And then bringing the attention very gently back to this breath. This breath in this moment, breathing all by itself. Returning And it's so good to know that no matter when or where the attention wanders, you can always come right back here, like returning home to this breath, breathing all by itself. And if you'd like to adjust your posture or rearrange, you're welcome to do so, becoming aware of the intention to move before you move. And then returning, coming back home to this breath, which is still breathing all by itself. Feeling the soft touch of the inhale and the subtle touch of the exhale and the transition in between. And the attention can remain here, resting gently on the breath. Or it can move to feel the body simply sitting here, alive from head to toe, breathing, contained by skin, and even the skin breathes. And the attention can move down through the body at its own pace, or you can follow my voice, feeling what you feel as you feel it. There's nothing to create, there's nothing to do, and there's nothing to fix. Sensation is always present, sometimes subtle, and sometimes gross, and always changing. With just enough energy in the attention that it rests so gently on its object, starting here at the top of the head. Feeling what you feel as you feel it. In the back of the head, sometimes we naturally feel ourselves from the inside out, and sometimes from the outside in. Other times, both at once. And here's the temples and the forehead. We are skin and muscle and bone, solid and liquid, space and heat. Never knowing what you might feel. Drawing close. The sensation interested. and the eyes, and those little muscles around the eyes. Seeing is passive and receptive. Light comes to you. The nose and the familiar soft touch of the breath here at the nostrils, perhaps feeling the breath as it passes over the upper lip. In the mouth, in the tongue, the lips, the chin, and the jaw, the cheeks. The lower jaw can just hang from the upper jaw. All the outward-facing social muscles of your face have this chance to rest. In the ears, in those little muscles around the ears. Hearing is passive and receptive. Sound comes to you. So here is the head and the face. And the head in relationship to the neck. And feeling the neck. And the shoulders, which are touched by each breath. and the arms, the upper arms, and the lower arms, the hands and the fingers, all the way to the fingertips, so here are the arms from shoulder to fingertip. Then as you're ready, if you like, the attention can move into the trunk of the body, feeling the upper back and the chest expanding and contracting with each breath. All the organs functioning all on their own. Feeling what it feels like to be alive within this body. The upper back and the chest expanding and contracting with each breath, the diaphragm moving down and up, and feeling the middle of the back and the abdomen. Feeling the breath breathing all by itself. And the lower back the hips and the pelvis, the weight supported. And the breath moves here too. And the legs, the thighs, the knees and the calves. The ankles and the feet, from heel to toe. So here's the body, simply sitting here alive from head to toe, breathing. Feeling the soft touch of the inhale and the subtle touch of the exhale and the transition in between. And the attention can simply rest here on the breath, or it can move to the feeling heart, the emotional heart in the center of the chest, remembering there is no right or wrong way to feel. sometimes open, sometimes closed, empty, full, broken, whole, always changing. If you like, you can be open to the notion that everything you truly need in this moment is already present. And you're allowed to ask of yourself or for yourself, may I be well and happy. Open to comfort and ease and satisfaction. May I be free from clinging, aversion, and delusion. May I be well. Capable of satisfaction and comfort and ease. And we can open up this feeling big enough to include all of us here with this shared intention. And collectively we can ask, may we be well and happy. Remembering giving and receiving are all the same. We rest together in that place of generosity of heart. May we be well and happy. May we taste freedom from all that binds us. And as you're ready, if you like, you're welcome to open up this feeling still further. We can include another time, another place, other people, animals, gardens, mountains, deserts, never knowing who might come to mind. Someone easy, a teacher, a benefactor, someone who has had our back. Or we can include someone neutral, a stranger, someone we haven't met yet. Or we can include someone difficult. Or we can simply ask, may all beings be well and happy. May they know a moment of peace, comfort, and ease. A moment of freedom. May all beings be well and happy. And we can bring this feeling back here for us. May we be well and happy. May we know comfort and ease and well-being. And then returning back within your own skin, within your own chest. May I be well and happy, free from comfort, free from clinging, aversion, and delusion. As we just breathe this breath in this moment, breathing all by itself, Feeling the soft touch of the inhale and the subtle touch of the exhale and the transition in between. Remembering there's no right or wrong way to breathe. This breath, breathing all by itself.